Chapter 61. Autonomous Vehicles. The Need for Automation. Purpose. Many vehicles today are equipped with driver assistance systems, such as emergency, automatic, braking and lane keeping assist. These systems are designed to actively intervene in an emergency situation if the driver does not take appropriate action in a timely manner. To achieve fully automated driving functions, a higher degree of technology is required. Connected vehicle applications. An important aspect of an autonomous vehicle is that it must be able to communicate with other vehicles, as well as with the surrounding area. The connected vehicles are then able to perform the following functions. Number 1. Safety. These functions include blind spot warning and forward collision warning. Number 2. Traffic updates. These can include construction zones and traffic updates, as well as disabled vehicles notification and icy bridge warning. Number 3. Connectivity and convenience. These functions can include media downloads, emails, and social media communications, as well as points of interest and restaurant reservations. Frequently asked question. What is meant by human-machine interface, abbreviated, HMI? Human-machine interface, or HMI, was very basic in the past because the vehicles were equipped with most of the following to let the driver know what the vehicle, or the machine, was doing. The speedometers. The fuel level gauge. The engine coolant temperature. And the oil pressure on some vehicles. Advanced technology vehicles, and especially autonomous vehicles, need to communicate to the driver or occupants, using Number 1. Visual displays, eyes. Number 2. Sounds. And Number 3. Tactile, called haptic feedback vibrations of the seat or the steering wheel, which are created using a DC motor turning an offset weight to create the vibrations. The hardware involved includes Number 1. A display. Number 2. Speakers. Number 3. Input devices, such as a mouse or joystick. And Number 4. Microphone for voice commands. Behind the scenes, software is used to sort out the vast amount of information and reduce it to the levels where the driver can understand and react to situations as needed. Introduction to autonomous vehicles. What is an autonomous vehicle? The Society of Automotive Engineers, abbreviated, SAE, defines an autonomous vehicle, abbreviated, AV, as a vehicle that uses an automated driving system that monitors the driving environment and makes navigation decisions without driver input. History. The autonomous automobile finds its roots in Da Vinci's self-propelled cart of the 1500s. Technology used in the Whitehead torpedo, aircraft autopilot, and cruise control provided the basis for early test vehicles, like the Stanford Cart in 1961. Throughout the 1970s and 1980s, advances were made in camera and computer technology that allowed unmanned vehicles to travel short distances in defined areas at slow speeds. Technology from the MQ-1 Predator aircraft in the 1990s allowed for the first use of radar and thermal imaging in test vehicles. In 2015, Tesla downloaded autopilot software to all Model S vehicles, giving them a first-of-a-kind hands-free driving for highway and freeway driving. Benefits. Autonomous vehicles may have major advantages that non-autonomous vehicles do not offer. The vehicle-to-vehicle communications of autonomous vehicles should result in fewer traffic collisions. The precise driving and navigation technology of the vehicle allows for increased roadway capacity and reduced congestion, and makes driving easier for people with physical or mental handicaps. Autonomous vehicles can potentially reduce insurance costs and allow for an increase in speed limits and in occupant productivity because of the precise nature of the operating systems. Concerns. The transition to autonomous vehicles creates some major concerns, including Number 1. There are concerns about the resistance of drivers of a non-autonomous vehicle to give up control of the vehicle to a computer. Number 2. There are also concerns as to how well the hardware functions in bad weather, and the reliability of the software. Number 3. There are concerns related to cybersecurity and the loss of privacy. Number 4. There are concerns about managing the transitions between automated control to driver control, and the assignment of liability when errors occur. Number 5. In tests, some passengers in self-driving vehicles suffered from motion sickness. Refer to Chart 61-1. The SAE J3016 levels of automated vehicle capabilities. Levels of vehicle automation. SAE definition. SAE International, who establishes standards for the automotive industry, has created a standard, J3016, that classifies the vehicle capabilities into 5 levels. SAE J3016 has been formally adopted by the United States Department of Transportation as the reference for defining the 5 levels of automation. See Chart 61-1 and Figure 61-1. As the vehicle transitions from no automation to partial automation, and then to full automation, numerous systems are needed to complete the tasks that are otherwise completed by the driver. The systems used are determined by the manufacturer and the level of automation desired. Refer to Figure 61-1. A graphic example of who is driving and monitoring the conditions, and who can intervene if a situation requires evasive action. Refer to Figure 61-2. A pre-collision system is designed to prevent a collision first, and then interacts to prepare for a collision, if needed. Level 0 systems. Level 0 systems do not include any assistance to the driver, who is in total and continuous control of the vehicle at all times. However, because most fatal accidents are due to driver errors, the emphasis is on safety systems that take the driver out of the control. Fatal accidents are often due to one or more of the following. Distracted driving. This could be due to others in the vehicle talking or behaving in such a manner that distracts the driver. Texting while driving is also a major cause of accidents caused by distracted driving. Impaired driving. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, more than 10,000 people die in alcohol-impaired driving crashes each year. Level 1 systems. Level 1 systems use cruise control to help maintain a constant vehicle speed, which makes driving at highway speeds easier for the driver. Cruise control can also be used in suburban areas to help the driver maintain a constant speed to help avoid speeding. While these systems do not reduce fatalities, they are the first of the driver aids to make driving easier. Level 2 systems. Many manufacturers currently offer vehicles that are SAE Level 2 equipped. Level 2 systems include the following. Number 1. Adaptive Cruise Control. An adaptive cruise control, often called radar cruise control, uses radar, lasers, cameras, or a combination of sensors, to keep a constant distance from the vehicle ahead. Number 2. Blind Spot Warning, abbreviated, BSW. Blind spot warning uses radar or a camera to detect and provide a warning when there is another vehicle that cannot be seen at the side. The warning can be a warning symbol, usually in the side view mirrors, an audible alarm, or even a tactile alert, which shakes the steering wheel when another vehicle is in the blind spot. Number 3. Lane departure warning. Lane departure warning, also called lane keeping assist, often uses a small vibration in the seat to warn the driver that the vehicle is close to the center line, and can often actually steer the vehicle back into the lane. The typical lane departure warning system uses cameras to detect the lines in the road. Number 4. Rear cross traffic warning, abbreviated, RCTW. A rear cross traffic warning system sounds an audible warning when a vehicle is crossing at the rear while backing. Some vehicles are capable of automatically braking to avoid a collision. Number 5. Backup camera. A backup camera is optional or standard equipment on many vehicles and gives the driver a view of the area behind the vehicle when the gear selector is in reverse. Number 6. Forward Collision Warning, abbreviated, FCW. This feature gives an audible warning or a tactile alert when the system detects an impending collision directly in the front of the vehicle. Number 7. Automatic Emergency Braking, abbreviated, AEB. Automatic emergency braking automatically applies the brakes to avoid a collision. See Figure 61-2. And Number 8. Self-parking. Self-parking vehicles, also called automatic parking vehicles, use the cameras and control the electric power steering to guide the vehicle into a parking space. The driver may or may not have to add anything in many advanced systems, whereas the driver must control the throttle and the brakes in early systems. Many of the Level 2 systems are grouped together and are commonly referred to Advanced Driver Assist System, abbreviated, ADAS. These systems are currently standard or optional equipment and their operation and service procedures are available in service information. Levels 3, 4 or 5 systems. Autonomous vehicles that are capable of Level 3, 4, or 5 are equipped with radar, LiDAR, and cameras to detect objects surrounding the vehicle. In addition, these vehicles need to be in communication with other vehicles. The other systems need to be able to act and react to traffic and road conditions. If all vehicles were at Level 5 automation, this could result in the following advantages: a decrease in accidents and death on the highways. Reduced congestion, because vehicles can be driven close together, therefore allowing roads to carry more traffic faster. Because a driver does not need to get into or out of a vehicle, Vehicles can be self-parked close to each other, which frees parking spaces and reduces the need for additional parking, especially in urban areas. Case study. The case of the inoperative radar cruise control. The driver of a Lexus NX experienced a situation where the radar cruise control stopped working due to ice on the sensor after driving through light snow showers. When the front was checked, it was discovered that ice had accumulated on the front grille. Using an ice scraper brush, the grille was cleaned, which restored the proper operation of the radar cruise control. See Figure 61-3. In automated vehicles, the sensors need to be heated, and may be cleaned, so that they can operate under all driving conditions. The summary. The complaint. Radar cruise stopped working and a message appeared to clean the sensor. The cause. Ice buildup on the grille. The correction. Cleaning the front of the grille using a brush restored the proper operation of the radar cruise control. Refer to Figure 61-3. Figure A, the dash warning message that appeared when the cruise control stopped working. Figure B, the front of a Lexus shows some ice buildup that was enough to block the radar signals needed for the radar cruise control to work. Computer power needed. Purpose. Data processing needs increase exponentially in self-driving level 5 autonomous vehicles. To interpret and process all this digital information from sensors, onboard vehicle systems, and the cloud, the car needs to have sufficient computing power. The architecture used in automobile electronics is traditionally made up of individual electronic control units, and these can be improved and enhanced for autonomous driving. Artificial intelligence, abbreviated AI. The automotive industry is working to develop artificial intelligence AI systems for the transportation industry, including automated and autonomous driving systems for passenger cars, commercial trucks, and industrial applications. Artificial intelligence is machine learning accomplished through programming and training that allows the computer to react much like a human. It enables vehicles to understand their environment and to process sensor and camera data. It is estimated that these computers are capable of 30 million deep learning operations per second and require a bandwidth that supports 1 gigabyte per second of data transfer. See Figure 61-4. Refer to Figure 61-4. Artificial intelligence includes the hardware and the software needed to make judgments based on the input from sensors and knowledge of the surrounding environment. Radar systems. Purpose and function. Radio detection and ranging, or radar, emits radio waves that bounce off objects and return for interpretation. The purpose of radar is to determine the object's position relative to the vehicle using radio waves. Typically, the vehicle is equipped with both long-range and short-medium-range radar. Radar can work effectively in almost all weather conditions, including poor visibility, such as in heavy rain. Radar is effective in calculating speed and distance. Radar is unable to see color or differentiate between large objects, such as a deer or a large rock. Parts and operation. Radar transmits a radio wave at specific frequency. When the radio wave contacts an object, the radio wave bounces off of that object and returns to the radar. All radar uses the Doppler effect to calculate position and speed of another object. As an object moves closer to another object, the radar radio wave changes frequency. The radar, based on the specific frequency the radio wave was sent out, receives the radio wave back. The distance is calculated based on the time it took for a radio wave to return. The radar calculated time is transmitted to the controller, which calculates the required strategy to avoid the object. The controller applies corrective action to adjust the steering geometry, speed, or cruise control, or braking before the vehicle arrives to the object, successfully navigating around or stopping. The type of radar used in automotive applications is the frequency modulated continuous wave, abbreviated FMCW, type. This system transmits a sine wave signal in the microwave frequency range of 70 to 80 GHz. As the transmitted signal travels through the air, the frequency decreases and the waves move farther apart, representing a lower frequency. When the transmitted signal hits an object, it reflects the signal back to the source. The frequency of the reflected signal is compared to the transmitted signal, and the circuitry uses this change to calculate the distance. See Figure 61-5. Refer to Figure 61-5. An exploded view of a typical radar assembly located at the front of the vehicle. Diagnosis and calibration. The diagnosis of the radar system begins with checking for diagnostic trouble codes. Most systems set a code if the system is malfunctioning, has been physically damaged, or replaced without being calibrated. Before replacing any component in the radar system for a failure related to ADTC, Check the technical service bulletins for a software update. Reflashing the software is a very common repair. Calibration of the radar is required anytime the unit is replaced or reinstalled. In many cases, the calibration procedure must be performed anytime a grille or fascia is removed or replaced. The calibration process may be static, in shop, or dynamic, on road, or a combination of the two. The static process involves the use of a scan tool and an aiming procedure. The aiming procedure requires manufacturer-specific targets. The dynamic process involves a scan tool and driving the vehicle under very specific procedures. Traffic and weather conditions can affect the successful completion of the dynamic calibration. Refer to OEM service information for the specific diagnostic and calibration information for the vehicle being serviced. Cameras. Purpose and function. Cameras are used to replace the human eye. Cameras are able to recognize objects better than radar. While radar can detect objects, the camera is used to recognize objects. Parts and operation. The light that reflects off an object in front of the lens passes through the lens and is collected at a focal point. The light then passes to a charge-coupled device abbreviated, CCD. A CCD is a device for the movement of electrical charge, for conversion into a digital value. In a CCD image sensor, pixels are represented by metal oxide semiconductors abbreviated, MOS, capacitors. These capacitors allow the conversion of incoming photons into electron charges at the semiconductor oxide interface. See Figure 61-6. The calculation uses the image and vehicle speed to determine how close and rapid it is approaching so the controller can then command corrective action. The controller calculates the distance to impact based on the size of the object in the field of view, over multiple frames. As the object gets closer to impact, the vehicle implements a corrective action. The calculation uses the object's size as it appears in the field of view times the vehicle's speed to determine the time to impact. Diagnosis and calibration. The diagnosis of the camera system begins by reading the DTCs. The operation of the camera can be affected by heavy rain, snow, or an accumulation of ice or mud. Before making any repairs, it is important to verify the lens of the camera is free of anything that obstructs its view. Calibration of the camera is required when one or more cameras are replaced or a mounting component, such as a windshield, bumper cover, mirror, or door, is replaced. The calibration is an in-shop static process. Large pattern mats are placed around the vehicle at specific locations and the scan tool is used to initiate the process. Some systems also require that the vehicle be driven at slow speeds under specific operating conditions to complete the learning. Refer to the OEM service information for specific diagnostic and calibration information for the vehicle being serviced. Refer to Figure 61-7. LiDAR is a detection system that uses light from a laser to create a picture of the surrounding area. LiDAR systems. Purpose and function. LiDAR means light detection and ranging or light imaging, detection, and ranging. LiDAR systems emit light pulses that are reflected off of objects in return for interpretation. LiDAR systems are able to create 3D images at 300 yards, or 300 meters, which is a lot further than a camera is able to detect objects. LiDAR is used to not only detect an object, but also to recognize an object, like what a camera is able to do. These systems are used to measure the distance, location, and relative speed of nearby objects, and to confirm and validate the data from the other onboard radar and camera sensors. The operation of LiDAR is diminished by bad weather. The light pulses reflect off of rain or snow, making the object difficult to define. See Figure 61-7. Parts and operation. LiDAR is usually seen on prototype autonomous vehicles that use a rotating object on the roof so that the laser light from the sensor can view all objects surrounding the vehicle. This type of sensor is very expensive and not practical for most vehicles that have to be driven into garages or car washes. The latest LiDAR system uses solid-state, or not-moving, sensors that are capable of detecting objects surrounding the vehicle. These systems are commonly called 3D flash LiDAR, or HFL, devices. Diagnosis and calibration. LiDAR systems are capable of self-diagnosis and store a DTC when it determines there is a failure. The trouble code is accessible via diagnostic scan tool. The calibration of the system is performed in a static manner using targets that are positioned according to the vehicle-specific instructions. A static calibration is used because multiple sensors are calibrated at the same time. Refer to the manufacturer service information for specific information. Case study. The case of the moving truck. A new self-driving shuttle bus got off to a bumpy start in Las Vegas. When the service started, one of the driverless vehicles was involved in a collision with a delivery truck. During the incident, the bus automatically stopped, avoiding an accident after its sensors detected the truck. Unfortunately, the delivery truck did not stop and grazed the front fender of the shuttle. The owner of the shuttle said, "If the truck had the same sensing equipment that the shuttle has, the accident would have been avoided." The summary. The complaint. A self-driving bus was hit by a truck. The cause. While the self-driving bus stopped in time to avoid an accident, the truck, being driven by a human, did not. The correction. No changes were necessary, but instead more self-driving vehicles are needed to avoid accidents. Ultrasound. Purpose and function. Ultrasound is used in the parking assistance applications. The signal is used to detect obstacles and to aid in the autonomous parking features. It has an effective operating range of approximately 2 to 4 yards, or 2 to 4 meters, and is installed so that it can detect obstacles on all four sides of the vehicle. See Figure 61-8. Dedicated Short-Range Communication, abbreviated, DSRC. Purpose and function. Dedicated short-range communication is used for vehicle-to-vehicle communication, as well as the vehicle-to-the-infrastructure. It uses a 5.9 GHz frequency and 75 MHz bandwidth to transmit critical information like speed, location, direction, and traffic. DSRC is an open-source network with low latency, which allows it to transmit messages in milliseconds. The operating range of the system is approximately 1,000 feet, or 300 meters. Refer to Figure 61-8. Ultrasound sensors are used at the front and rear of many vehicles and are used for detection of objects that are close to the vehicle. Parts and operation. DSRC is supported by a network of roadside equipment and onboard equipment mounted in the vehicle that allows for communication to occur safely and without interference from other forms of communication. The transmitters and receivers operate on protocols that are defined by IEEE 802.11p and IEEE 1609 for vehicular communication. Diagnosis and calibration. Diagnosis of the DSRC systems involves testing hardware, as well as signal strength. The hardware has self-diagnostic capabilities and the ability to store fault codes. This information is accessible with a diagnostic scan tool. Repairs are not made to the hardware, instead, it is replaced. The software is upgradable by the manufacturer or the service technician. The signal strength is measured with specific equipment designed to measure the frequency of DSRC devices. Multi-domain controller. Purpose and function. The multi-domain controller receives the inputs from the many different operating systems, adds mapping information, and makes the necessary navigation decisions. It is anticipated that a multi-domain controller needs to process about 4,000 gigabytes of information per day. Actuators. Purpose and function. The multi-domain controller processes the information from the many different inputs in the Advanced Driver Assistance Program. It is used to control the vehicle through actuators in the engine, transmission, steering, brakes, human-machine interface abbreviated, HMI, and vehicle-to-everything abbreviated, V2X, systems. These systems are commonly referred to as control by wire. Each system is capable of operating using inputs from the driver in an autonomous mode or inputs from the AI computer in autonomous modes of operation. It is anticipated that, in the future, a fully autonomous vehicle, or Level 5, with no human-to-machine controls, will exist. Parts and operation. The engine and transmission control is referred to as throttle by wire. A steering by wire system has no mechanical system between the steering wheel and the tires on the road. As the driver turns the steering wheel in a non-autonomous mode, data, such as steering wheel speed, turning force, and angle, are transmitted to a steering controller. The controller uses these inputs to control a steering angle actuator that turns the wheels. In the autonomous modes of operation, the data processed by the AI computer is used to control the steering angle actuator. The electronic steering system is more responsive and precise than a mechanical system. Brake-by-wire systems can be classified in two categories. Number 1. Electrohydraulic and Number 2. Electromechanical. In the electrohydraulic systems, calipers, located at each wheel, are still hydraulically actuated based on electronic inputs. In electromechanical systems, actuators at each wheel slow the vehicle. Electromechanical systems have a faster response time and a shorter stopping distance than electrohydraulic systems. See Figure 61-9. Diagnosis and calibration. The diagnosis of the engine, brake, and transmission actuators is very similar to the electronic engine and transmission actuators on a non-autonomous vehicle. The diagnosis of the steering system actuators is similar to non-autonomous vehicles that have electronic steering. In each system, a DTC is recorded when a system does not operate according to its specifications. In many cases, a fail-safe mode of operation is implemented after the failure is recorded. The fault can be read using a diagnostic scan tool. The system does not return to normal operation until the failure has been repaired and the fault has been cleared. Putting IT all together. Sensors and communication. The advanced architectures needed for self-driving vehicles rely on real-time communications and data from all of the sensors. Complex algorithms, or computer programs, are used to create an entire picture of the vehicle's surroundings. The images and data are then combined with data from the communications, from other vehicles, and from the environment to make the necessary decisions regarding how to proceed. AI is needed to process all of the data and images to create what is needed to achieve level 5 autonomy. See Figure 61-10. Refer to Figure 61-9. A brake-by-wire system using all electronic controls can eventually replace the hydraulic-based systems used on vehicles. Refer to Figure 61-10. AL Advanced Driver Assist Systems, abbreviated, ADRS, require that the sensors used be calibrated if there was a change in the alignment of if there was any damage done to the vehicle that could affect the cameras, or radar. Figure A, most service information will include specific dimension for the areas where the calibrations needs to be performed. Figure B, unique targets are needed to be used to calibrate the cameras and radar. Review questions. Question 1. How does radar operate? Question 2. What is the purpose of dedicated short-range communications? Question 3. Why does LiDAR work poorly in foul weather? Question 4. What is the purpose of the actuators in an autonomous vehicle? Question 5. When is the calibration of a camera on an autonomous vehicle required? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. Connected vehicles are able to perform which of the following functions? A. Blind spot warning. B. Traffic updates. C. Social media communications. D. All of the above. Question 2. An autonomous vehicle can have up to how many driving levels? A. 2. B. 6. Circa 7. D. 3. Question 3. Autonomous vehicles are being discussed. Technician says that vehicle-to-vehicle communication results in fewer traffic collisions. Technician B says, there are concerns related to cybersecurity and a loss of privacy. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both Technician A and Technician B. D. Neither Technician A nor Technician B. Question 4. A level 2 autonomous vehicle may include which of the following systems? A. Adaptive cruise control. B. Lane departure warning. C. Automatic emergency braking. D. All of the above. Question 5. Radar is being discussed. Technician says that the purpose of radar is to determine the object's position relative to the vehicle. Technician B says that radar works poorly in foul weather. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both Technician A and Technician B. D. Neither Technician A nor Technician B. Question 6. The purpose of a camera on an autonomous vehicle is to A. Post pictures on social media. B. Replace the human eye. C. Take selfies of the driver. D. None of the above. Question 7. LiDAR systems are capable of A. Creating 3D images at 300 yards. B. Recognizing an object. C. Measuring distance, location, and speed. D. All of the above. Question 8. Ultrasound on an autonomous vehicle is being discussed. Technician A says that it is typically used in park assist applications. Technician B says it has an effective operating range of approximately 2 to 4 yards. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both Technician A and Technician B. D. Neither Technician A nor Technician B. Question 9. Dedicated short-range communication is used in A. Vehicle-to-vehicle communication. B. Vehicle-to-infrastructure communication. C. Both A and B. D. Neither A nor B. Question 10. Actuators in an autonomous vehicle are used to control the A. Engine. B. Brakes. C. Steering. D. All of the above. End of chapter 61.